You're listening to The Natural World. For KLCC, I'm John Cooney. Journal entry, February 22nd, 11 a.m., East Coyote Unit, Fern Ridge Wildlife Area. The outstretched black wings of a turkey vulture circling as it gains altitude over the marsh offers an early, tenuous signal that the icy deprivations of winter must eventually give way to light and warmth. Turkey vultures, unlikely harbingers of spring, are among the first migrants to return to the Pacific Northwest. A duck blind, seemingly in ruins from weathering and abuse, sits at the end of a narrow peninsula. Its decaying claptrap appearance elicits an artificial naturalism which may help to deceive unsuspecting ducks and geese as they fly within range to feed and rest. The impermeable clay soils of the Willamette Valley floor prevent water from seeping into the ground. This creates an extensive semi-aquatic landscape, a perfect refuge for wintering waterfowl. The shallow man-made seasonal wetland stretches out to the northern horizon, uninterrupted except for a few scattered islands of ash, oak, and cottonwood. Last year's emergent cattails and canary grass conceal an abundance of diving and dabbling waterfowl through the horizontal clustering of the flimsiest of visual obstructions. There is a surprising number and diversity of hidden birds in the midst of this deceptively barren view. The persistent bleak gray stormy cloud cover is beginning to weaken in the north, auguring a rare sunny February afternoon. Huge swirling black clouds near the horizon resolve themselves into flocks of hundreds of individual squawking geese. As the temperature rises, a few half-hearted croaks from amorous tree frogs can be heard beneath the chaotic honking. Pacific chorus or tree frogs are the smallest and most common of our native frogs. The adults are able to stray far from water due to skin glands that produce a waxy coating that prevents them from drying out. The males sing for sex from February to June. Studies have shown that one male acts as a chorus master, leading the others to begin calling. A female, attracted to the commotion, is seized from behind by one of the troubadours. He clings to her until she releases her eggs, which he then fertilizes. The jelly-encased eggs hatch into tadpoles in about 3 weeks. These transform into froglets 2 months later. The tree frogs' relatively quick transformation from their aquatic stage into adulthood allows them to breed in shallow, ephemeral ponds and escape predation from the larger, invasive bullfrogs. 4 crows harass a red-tailed hawk sitting at the top of a cottonwood towering over a small island in the middle of the watery bog. The raptor flinches with each diving attack, but stubbornly holds its ground. Among the smartest of birds, crows often use collaboration to their advantage. In fact, it is rare to find a lone crow. The hawk finally spreads its wings and retreats, conceding its perch to the gang of bullying crows. This is KLCC's Natural World. If you have sightings or suggestions of areas you would like to see profiled, you can send me email at John Cooney, that's John with an H, C-O-O-N-E-Y, at msn.com.